Welcome back to the Elias Macko Show for this third hour of the program. We're going to begin the third hour of the show by taking a look at the latest legal challenge to Bill 96 filed at the Montreal Courthouse this week by the Task Force on Linguistic Policy. Six Quebecers are now taking Bill 96 to court. A police dispatcher, an entrepreneur, a retiree, a teacher, the mother of a boy with autism spectrum disorder, and a woman with chronic disease. These Quebecers are arguing that parts of Bill 96 are unconstitutional and that it creates a new rights order where some individuals don't have access to certain services that they pay for as taxpayers. Now let's go to Colin Standish, of course, part of the Task Force on Linguistic Policy, also the leader of the Canadian Party of Quebec. Colin, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Elias. Good to be here.
So tell me about how important this week's move was.
Yeah, so yesterday there was a new legal challenge to Bill 96 filed by the Task Force on Linguistic Policy and six plaintiffs. And just to mention that I'm no longer the president of the task force, that I'm just the leader of the Canadian Party at this point. So, but yeah, it hopefully will be a precedent-setting legal challenge. Yeah, it tackles really the baseline of Bill 96, right? That there's a new hierarchy for collective rights, as you touched upon. You know, that there's a variety of unconstitutional aspects, the seizing of jurisdictions, the use of the notwithstanding clause, illegitimately. There's a whole bunch of things there, that are going to be challenged in this court case and hopefully be struck down, by the courts of law as we go forward.
So how does it work here? You know, cause the notwithstanding clause was used, right? With some people say, well, that now it makes the law bulletproof here, but obviously you're in court here. So what is the legal strategy here? How do you move forward? What's the plan of attack here?
Yeah, so this is this legal challenge has been drafted by Mr. Michael Bergman, who is a lawyer based out of Westmount. And so the notwithstanding clause, I think, is misunderstood by many people. This is just, you know, something that I've brought up numerous times. So the notwithstanding clause doesn't nullify any court challenge. People say, oh, you can't go to court because of the notwithstanding clause. That's actually not true. It just applies to Section 2 and 7 through 15, and only for 5 years. These are big deals. These are fundamental freedoms, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion. But there actually is that sunset clause every 5 years that you have to renew it at the legislature, so provincial or federal, and as well that the other rights and freedoms in the Canadian Charter, other common law rights we have, aren't extinguished by the notwithstanding clause, right? So that I think that's often misunderstood. This court case, and I think some of the Bill 21 cases, well, really try to attack the preemptive use of the notwithstanding clause, whether you can use it before. Actually, there's a court judgment against a certain law. This actually has been done before in the 1980s, that actually Quebec invoked the notwithstanding clause in every piece of legislation in the early 1980s to protest the 1982 Constitution. So it has been done before. But to really look at it, whether it's legitimate in this the way it's been used now. And then secondly as well, that there's certain baseline individual freedoms, right, that go back really about a millennium, right, to 1066, the Magna Carta and all that. And it really goes back that deep, and you can't actually override them as part of what this legal challenge is saying.
So, Colin, just on the notwithstanding clause here, there are other court challenges to other Quebec laws like Bill 21, right, that use the notwithstanding clause. So when do you, like, will the result in that other case basically come to your aid here? Are you waiting for that? Because, you know, court cases take forever. Are you really looking at what happens there as a guide as what to happen will happen with this case?
And so it's a great question. So certainly there will be other judgments coming down the pipeline for Bills 21 and Bill 40, right? That could eliminate all English speaking school boards. I think the Bill 41 is coming in a matter of, you know, weeks potentially, right, before the summer. So everyone's waiting on those judgments with bated breath. We don't know at this point in time what the results will be. They will obviously, you know, given what, you know, I think that these come from the higher courts, from the Superior Court or Court of Appeal. They're not the Supreme Court level, the 21 and 40 cases or any other 96 cases, but those precedents, whatever set there, will influence this going forward. But it's unknown at this point in time how they will rule on those cases.
With Colin Standish, leader of the Canadian Party of Quebec, we're talking about the new legal challenge. that was filed in at a Montreal courthouse this week up against Bill 96. So, Colin, let's talk about the broad swath of people that have been found to be part of this lawsuit, right? When I go through the police dispatcher, teacher, mother of a boy with autism, that was it important for this case to show a broad swath of the population affected by this?
Yeah, so to actually get people that have been hindered by this law, by Bill 96, right? So it's been about a year since Bill 96 was, or actually a year today, since it was received royal assent. So yeah, it was really important. And I know some of the individuals personally that their names aren't publicly disclosed in some cases, but certainly Andrew Cadell, the president of the Task Force on Linguistic Policy, he's been the president for about a year now. He's one of the plaintiffs as well. So you certainly have individuals that all Quebecers, all over 8 million of us are individually affected by Bill 96, but to take a representative plaintiffs to try and challenge this law is critically important. And in law, there's something called, you know, there's standing or public interest standing. I think it's spoken about in this court case, but really to have legitimacy to actually tackle laws, to tackle the law. So to find people that have been hindered by it, who have legitimacy, who are representative of a wide variety of other individuals in society. So that's what was looked for. And I think that I think these six individuals deserve a lot of kudos for what they're doing. It takes a lot of courage to put your name on an actual court case that's going to be in the courts for a number of years. So yeah, it takes a lot of courage, those individuals.
In the courts for a number of years. So could we talk about timelines here? Because I know, you know, for people who are so against Bill 96, and, you know, I have so many problems with this bill, count me among them. There's always like sense of urgency. We want something to happen now. Well, what about timelines here? Just how long will we have to wait for resolutions here?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always unknown, right? And I believe yesterday, Mr. Bergman, the lawyer who's handling this case, he said, I think it's July 5th, they're going to have their first hearing. So that's actually pretty quick, right? So just over a month's time, this court case will be heard in a court of law. I'm not exactly sure it'll just be heard in a very preliminary fashion. And so that's pretty quick, but you know, it does take a number of years, right? So the Superior Court rules, and then if presumably this will be appealed either by the plaintiffs or by the government, that goes to the Court of Appeal. That takes, a number of months or years to set the date, to actually have a trial, to all that jazz, right? Then it goes to the Supreme Court. If you can appeal it again, the Supreme Court can decide whether to see your case or not. That people often talk about, oh, well, it'll go to the Supreme Court. That's not a given necessarily for any of the 21 or 40 cases or 96 cases. Supreme Court can decide to accept or reject any case and without even disclosing their reasons, right? So, but really you're looking at, you're looking at potentially 4 to 7 years of litigation, right? It's a very long, long timeline, unfortunately.
Colin, I know there's a GoFundMe because lawsuits are expensive, especially lengthy lawsuits. I see. I just pulled it up here on the GoFundMe at $35,000 raised for taking Bill 96 to court. If someone wants to search for that, just how important is fundraising, getting money here going to be?
Yeah. And so, you know, this is a citizens driven initiative, like the task force itself that I founded about 2 years ago. We spoke at that time in June 2021. And yeah, these are concerned individuals. So anyone listening today can literally give $2, $5, $10, $100. And I believe actually that I'm really enthused to hear that it's at $35,000 because I think yesterday it was at $27,000. So people have seen the news that this court case and have apparently made, 7,000-8,000 donations in the last 24 hours, which is wonderful. So I encourage everyone to take a look at it, to get involved, with the Task Force on Linguistic Policy. You can sign up as a member. You can get involved. You can donate your time or skill set, make a small or large donation. We have the Canadian Party as well, though we're not one of the plaintiffs in this case. And as well, I'd recommend to speak to Andrew Cadell, who I'm sure you know, the president of the task force, can speak to the particularities of donations as well.
I don't know if I had anything to do with this, but I loaded this up right before the segment. It was at $35,119. I just refreshed. $35,219. So somebody just put in $100 while we were talking.
That's great. Wow, that's you know, it's amazing because literally I think it was at $27,000 or so yesterday. So it's wonderful to see.
Yeah, Colin, thanks so much for your time. We'll catch up again real soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's a pleasure.
Colin Standish is leader of the Canadian Party of Quebec. Hey, that GoFundMe, by the way. It's very rare I talk about GoFundMes because, you know, sometimes you have to really look into what you're giving money to. But this GoFundMe here, you heard Colin Standish there, taking Bill 96 to court is how you can find it on GoFundMe.